Well, I myself want to thank you for the privilege of being here with you.
我要感谢大家给我这样子的美好的机会与你们在一起。
Good to see the old folks pressing on, the young folks pressing on.
很高兴能够看见不但年老的也年小的都能够继续持续。
I'm glad to be here with my friend Tony.
我很高兴的跟我朋友 Tony 在这里。
We've known each other a long time.
我们彼此认识了很久。
And also some of the rest of you.
我也认识你们很久了。
I realize it's a challenge every time I speak for the interpreter.
我是觉得我每次在讲的时候给我的翻译带来很大的压力。
I have my own language.
我有我自己的语言。
And also the guys who lead the music, I always challenge them with a song they don't know.
领诗歌的也是，我经常给他们一首诗歌，他们根本没唱过的。
But everybody has pressed on very well.
但是感谢主，每一个人都继续持续的。
Well, we want to share one last time in the book of Hebrews. So, if you'll turn to chapter 2.
我们今天要再分享最后一次在希伯来书。如果你能够翻到第二章，我们看一下。
We'll begin reading in verse 5.
我们从第五节开始读。
For he did not subject to angels the world to come concerning which we are speaking, but one has testified somewhere saying, What is man that you remember him? Or the son of man that you're concerned about him? You've made him a little lower than the angels. You've crowned him with glory and honor and have appointed him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet.
我们所说将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖，但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他脚下。
For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now,We do not yet see all things subject to him, but we do see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, and because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for every man.
既叫万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的，只是如今我们还不见。万物都服他，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩，为人人尝了死味。
For it was fitting for him, for whom all are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through suffering.For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，只救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
He is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise, and again, I will put my trust in him, and again, behold, I and the children whom God have given me.
我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你，又说我要依赖他，又说看哪，我与神所给我的儿女。
Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
For assuredly, he does not give help to angels, but he gives help to the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted.
他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession.
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊, 你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Chapter 4, beginning verse 9.
第四章从第九节开始。
So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his.
这样看来，必另有一安息日的安息，为神的子民存留，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。
Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
所以我们务必协力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
我们既然有一位已经深入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道，因我们的大祭司 并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。For
every high priest taken from among men is appointed on behalf of men in things pertaining to God, in order to offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and misguided, since he himself also is beset with weakness.
凡从人间挑选的大祭司是奉派替人办理属神的事，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭，他能体谅那愚蒙和愚蒙的和迷失迷的人，因为他自己也是被软弱所困。And
then finally some verses in Hebrews chapter 12.
最后我们读一些在12章的经节。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, Let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin that so easily besets us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
第一节, 我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，我们就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣。他以那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。你们与罪恶相争，还没有 抵挡到流血的地步，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同儿子焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？”Let's
bow for prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Father, we come to you in the name of our great high priest and apostle, Jesus Christ,
our Lord.
We know that in this prophecy you are presenting him richly before the saints. And we pray by the Holy Spirit that you might present him richly upon us. We depend upon the Holy Spirit for speaking and hearing this morning. Do touch our hearts, we pray, as we're gathered together. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Whenever there is a crisis about to happen, the Lord always warns his people. And here these precious saints were about to undergo the destruction of all that they had held dear in their traditions as Jews.
在这里我们看到这些宝贝的犹太的圣徒们，快要面临到他们所有能够抓得住的过去，统统要被摧毁了。
And this prophecy is given to awaken the people to the shortness of the hour.
这个预言是让大家要警醒，知道说时间紧迫，
and to challenge them to press forward，
去挑战他们能够勇往直前，
and to warn them not to shrink back，
警告他们不能够退缩。
He speaks of pressing on in the Lord，
他在这边讲说要极力往前，
pressing on to maturity，
极力往前到成熟的地步，
which he says has great reward，
他也说这边有极大的奖赏。
And throughout this letter, the prophet reminds them of the blessed hope that they have.
这整本书里头，先知一直跟他们讲说，他们有一个荣耀的盼望。
He spends much time reasoning together with the saints as he shows that Jesus has prepared a better way for them.
他在这里跟圣徒们辩论说，主耶稣已经给我们预备了更好的地方。
And yet the writer knows that all the warnings that can be given, all the promises that could be made,
当然作者也晓得，他所有的警告，所有的这个应许，
all the comparisons that could be made, all the absolutes that could be stated,
所有的比较，所有的绝对的东西，
these things cannot bring saints through to victory.
这些东西没有办法叫一个圣徒得到胜利。
The way through crisis is too terrifying, too fearful.
在这里的事情是太可怕了。
And though the prophecy may cause the saints a moment of sobriety,
虽然这个预言能够短暂的让人能够警醒,
something more is needed than just warning.
但是我们知道必须要比
And so the writer presents before the saints a revelation of Jesus.
所以作者在这里让读者能够看到主耶稣的启示,
specifically as high priest and apostle of their faith.
特别是看到他是我们信心的使者与大祭司。
Now we saw also in the book of Revelation in these last days,
当然我们这几天也读到启示录,
that this book of prophecy, Revelation, also presents a revelation of Jesus Christ.
启示录里面的预言也在那边让我们看见主耶稣基督自己的启示。
The seven churches were stuck in church life.
这七个教会他们陷入到只是教会的生活里头。
Until they saw a revelation of Jesus who said, now it's time to overcome and rise above the current of things.
除非他们能够看到主耶稣的意象叫他们能够得胜然后超越过这些的事情。
And as those saints had ears to hear,
当那些圣徒们有耳可听的时候,
they rose up faithfully and victoriously through that time of trial.
他们就忠心的起来在试炼的时候他们能够胜过。
And this was done by a revelation of Jesus as the exalted, glorious, all-powerful Lamb of God.
这个可能只有从看得到主耶稣是一个伟大的这个有能力的神的羔羊的意象而来的。
There's a certain softness that touches our heart whenever we hear the Lamb of God.
所以当我们每次听到说神的羔羊我们心里面就有一个温柔的感觉。
But when John saw this lamb, he fell down as a dead man.
但是当约翰看到这只羔羊的时候,他俯伏在地好像死了。
Because this lamb was upon the throne.
因为这个羔羊在宝座上。
And held the history of the universe in his hand.
他把宇宙的历史抓在手中。
And this lamb poured forth wrath upon that which was sinful.
这只羔羊,他把他的愤怒浇灌在这个犯罪的人身上。
Wow, what a revelation.
这是一个极大的启示。
We never saw a lamb this way.
我们从来没有这样子看过一个羔羊。
The glorious lamb.
这是一个荣耀的羔羊。
But the saints were able to take that revelation and walk through the doors of history.
但是圣徒们能够抓住这个意象,然后在历史里面得胜。
Now the writer to Hebrews also presents a vision of Jesus.
希伯来的作者也让我们看到一个主耶稣的意象。
But it's on the opposite side.
但是是在反过来另一面看,
he shows a revelation of the very human Jesus.
他让我们看到一个很属人性的耶稣。
Sometimes we gain such a view of Jesus as transcendent and exalted and glorious.
我们有的时候会看到主耶稣是一个很高超、很荣耀的一个主。
That He's so far away from us, we don't feel like He can really help us.
同时我们觉得他离我们相当的远,没有办法能够直接的帮助我们。
Now these Jewish Christians were in a great turmoil of trouble.
但是这些的犹太圣徒们,他们在一个很极大的这个震荡跟痛苦的里头。
And they specifically needed a vision of the lowly Jesus.
他们特别需要看到一个卑微的耶稣。
You see, we know that the truth of the matter in theology is that Jesus is God and Jesus is man.
我们知道在神学的里面来讲说,耶稣一方面是神,一方面是人。
In the book of Revelation, we see Jesus in his divinity and glory.
我们在启示录里头看到耶稣的神性在荣耀的里头。
But there is no greater book for seeing the human compassion and tenderness of Jesus than the book of Hebrews.
没有一本书比希伯来书更能够彰显主耶稣的人性跟他的慈爱。
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one.
我们没有一个朋友像这个卑微的耶稣。
One day when you sing, what a friend we have in Jesus. you'll know that that whole song comes out of the book of Hebrews.
如果你唱这首诗歌，我们在主里的朋友就是知道这纯粹是耶从希伯来书出来的。
Our brother Luke gave us a very human picture of Jesus.
我们这个路加的弟兄给我们看到一个人性的耶稣。
But the writer of Hebrews gives us the most intimate details of his heart and his humanity.
但是希伯来的作者让我们看到最细的、最关怀的这一个人性。
Of course, the writer of the Hebrews also declares right from the start that Jesus is the Son of God and He has formed the world and He is the very essence of God.
当然刚开始的时候作者他讲到说他是上帝的儿子、他是本体的真相也是创造了万有。
But the revelation that perhaps the saints had forgotten is how human Jesus was.
但是很多的意象、圣徒忘记的就是主耶稣如何的有人性。
You and I will be surprised one day when we see Jesus face to face.
我想如果我们面对主、面对面一天的时候我们可能会很惊讶。
He's very human.
他是很人性的。
He doesn't look like you.
他大概不像你。
He doesn't look like me.
他也不像我。
No, no, but he looks Jewish.
他看起来像一个犹太人。
He's glorious.
他是荣耀的。
He shines.
他发光。
But you look behind the shining.
但是你如果透过光
He's a human being.
你看到他是一个人。
Have you seen him that way?
你有没有这样子看过他?
In a time of trouble, the writer to Hebrews says, consider Jesus the high priest and apostle of your faith.
有困难的时候作者说思考你信心的使者跟大祭司。
Now you know, after Jesus' resurrection, he is mentioned in the rest of the New Testament some 700 times.
我们知道当主耶稣、复活之后他在、显现的次数大概有700多次。
And almost every time reference is made to him, he is called Lord Jesus, or Jesus Christ.
每次新约在、讲到他的时候都是讲到主或者主基督。
He is called these names that emphasize his divinity as our Savior.
这些的名称主要是在这边、特显他的神性。
But we know in the New Testament,When the word Jesus is used alone outside the Gospels, it's because the writer is trying to point us to the humanity of our Lord.
那我们也知道在这个福音书之外每次讲到耶稣这个词的时候他是要让我们特别了解他的人性。
So Christ Jesus our Lord is mentioned 700 times.
所以这耶稣基督这个词用了700多次。
But in the New Testament, how many times do you think after the Gospels,
所以在这个、福音书之外呢
How many times do you think that just the name Jesus stands by itself?
你们想想看有多少次就是耶稣这个名、独立的出现
figure it up. 20 times?
20次
That's right.
这正确。
And how many times of that 20 is just Jesus, the human Jesus, mentioned in Hebrews?
这个二十次里面、这个耶稣有多少次在希伯来书出现呢
Of course, you figured that out immediately 10 times.
我当然你们知道吗是十次。
Half the references to the human Jesus right here in Hebrews. Isn't that wonderful?
有一半的 这个次数出现在希伯来书这是很优美的事情。
I can see you don't believe me, so let's look at some of them.
我猜想你们大概不相信我让我们看一看。
In chapter 2, verse 9.
在第二章第九节。
But we see Jesus.
唯独见那、耶稣。
At chapter 3 verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Consider Jesus.
你们应当思想耶稣。
Chapter 6 verse 20.
第六章二十节。
Where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us.
做先锋的耶稣为我们进入。
Chapter 7 verse 22.
七章二十二节。
So much the more also Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant.
就是耶稣做了更美之约的中保。
Chapter 10 verse 19.
十章十九节。
Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus.
弟兄们我们得以坦然进入是因为借着耶稣的血。
Chapter 12 verse 2.
十二章第二节。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus.
仰望我们的耶稣
chapter 12 verse 24
第二十四节
and to Jesus the mediator of a new covenant
新约的宗保耶稣
Chapter 13, verse 12.
13章12节.
Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his blood, suffered outside the gate.
所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，就在城门外受苦。
All of those have reference to the very human Jesus. The writer is saying, look at the human Jesus for a moment.
所以这个作者一直跟我们在讲说，你看一看这个有人性的耶稣。
It's thrilling to realize he's just a man.
这是一个很让人兴奋的事情，让我们知道他是一个人。
And yet, look what he did.
但是看他是做了什么。
Now, this doesn't take away from his divinity at all.
但是这个并不表示说他不是有神性。
But you see, we need not only a revelation of the transcendence of Jesus, but the imminence of Jesus.
我们不但要了解这个主耶稣他是如何的高超，也要如何的亲密的与我们在一起。
Can you say Jesus is your friend?
你能不能讲说耶稣是我的朋友？
Then you know him in his humanity.
如果能的话，你就知道他的人性了。Now
we want to look just at this matter of the human Jesus this morning.
我想我们今天想要多注意一下，就是主耶稣与他的人性。And
in this book of Hebrews, there is no greater revelation of him than in chapter 2.
在希伯来书最大的一章来讲这个是在第二章。There
is the scene opens with the writer speaking of that wonderful passage in Psalm 8.
这里我们看到一开始的时候，他们就用这个诗篇第八篇来述说。What
is man?
人算什么？
Why is he on the earth?
他为什么在这个世界上？
Why is he important to God?
他为什么对神那么重要？
Because God has made man to rule over everything.
因为神要人掌管一切。Now
that's you.
这是你。That's
me.
这也是我。Our
glorious purpose in being created as men is to rule over all things.
我们荣耀的使命在这个生命里头就是去掌管所有他的创造。
Are you a ruler?
你是不是一个掌权者?
Husbands, do you rule your house well?
丈夫们, 你是不是在管理你的家?
Wives, are you ruling over your husbands? I mean your children?
太太们, 你们是不是在管理你的先生? 对不起, 儿女们。
Our purpose is to rule and reign.
我们的目的就是去掌权去管理。
But after speaking this wonderful verse of purpose, the eternal purpose of God for man,
但是在讲完这个神对人荣耀永远的旨意之后,
the writer says,
然后这个作者又讲呢,
but we haven't seen any man,
我们还没看到有任何一个人,
fulfill this glorious purpose,
能够满足到这个, 计划的里头。
All have fallen short of the glory.
因为所有的人都亏欠了神的荣耀。
But we see Jesus.
但是我们看见耶稣。
Wait a minute, the angels wake up.
等一等,
这些天使都被惊醒了。 Who is this in heaven? Who is this in heaven?
这个在天堂是谁呢?
A man?
是一个人。
Made lower than the angels?
暂时比天使小一点。
Crowned with glory?
但是尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
A man?
这是一个人吗?
That's the emphasis of this verse.
这就是这一个句子的重点。
But we see Jesus.
但我们看见耶稣。
There is a man in the glory.
这边有一个在荣耀里的人。
There's one man who's passed through perfectly their life into glory.
这边有一个人,他经过一个完全的生命进入到神的荣耀里。
Jesus fulfilled everything a man was created to do.
耶稣就是完成了所有神要创造人的这个旨意。
Now, isn't that wonderful?
这是一个很好的事情。
It's a man in the glory.
这边有一个在荣耀的人。
But wait a minute.
但是等一等。
Now, here's the hard part.
这边有一个比较难懂的。
He's bringing many sons up there to glory.
他要带许多的儿子进入荣耀。
And look how he's doing it.
你看看他怎么做呢?
You know what? Oh, this is so hard.
这个是一个很难的。
He is the glorious Son of God.
他是神荣耀的儿子。
And yet he says,
但是他说,
I'm going down among them.
我要下到人的中间。
I am the author of their salvation.
我是他们的这个救赎的创始。
And I'm the apostle who I'm going to bring them the glory.
我也是这个使者, 我要把他们带领他们到荣耀里。
And so what does he do?
所以他做什么?
Read it.
你可以读。
He comes down into the midst.
他下来到我们的中间。
He says, I'm not ashamed to call them my brethren.
他说我并不羞耻地来说叫他们是我的兄弟。Now
you may look next to the person next to you and you're ashamed that they're called brethren.
你很可能对你旁边的弟兄你觉得很羞耻叫他弟兄。
You say, I don't like that brother.
他说我不太喜欢这个。
But Jesus looks on everyone washed in his blood and said, I'm not ashamed to call you brother.
但是每一个在宝血里洗净的人他说我不以为耻称你为弟兄。
And so here's what I'm going to do. Look at verse 12.
再看地下12节,
Father, I'm going to proclaim your name to my brethren.
他说, 父,
I'm
going
to tell my brethren about the Father. And in the midst of the congregation, I'm going to sing praise.
在大会中我要赞扬你,
now be careful.
当心一点啊,
sometime when you're worshiping in the Spirit, you might hear Jesus' voice singing along with you.
所以你在聚会中间你有, 可能会听到主耶稣在那边一起唱歌。
Now Jesus is the glorious Son of God.
我们知道主耶稣神荣耀的儿子。
Do you think he ever gets tired of singing hymns about his Father?
你会不会觉得他有任何时候就好像很唱诗很累啊？
Every time I think, you know, the Chinese have a unique song. I never hear it outside Chinese circle.
然后我知道中国的这个基督徒有一个特别的诗歌，我在中国人之外从来没听过的。
And now the words have escaped me, but you know, Father, da 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 da. I think every time you sing that song, I think Jesus sings with you.
我想每次我们听到这个歌的时候，耶稣在那边与我们同唱。
That's a special song.
这是一个很特别的一首歌。
He sings in the midst of the congregation.
他在会中赞扬神。
He puts his trust in God.
他依赖神。
And he says in the end of verse 13, Behold, I and the children you have given me.
13节后来说，看哪，我。
Isn't that amazing that our glorious Savior comes down in our midst to join with us and to lead us to glory?
是多么美好！我们的荣耀的主下来与我们一起，领我们一起。
In the terms of his humanity,
照着他的人性而论,
in terms of his divinity, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father.
照他的神性而论，他现在是坐在神的右边。
But he doesn't say, I've gone through Calvary and I've come through resurrection. I'm sitting at the right hand of God.
因为他并不讲说我经过加利略，我经过死，我现在来到神的右边。
So now I'm just going to take my spiritual fishing pole and let the hook come down and I'm going to hook up Brother Eric. Up to glory.
所以他并不是说我现在用一个圣灵的鱼竿，然后看一下钓几个人上来，可能把这个Eric弟兄拉上来。
No, the human Jesus says, I'm going back down to get Eric.
不是，但是这个人性的耶稣他说我要再下去。
Then I'm going back down to get Tony.
然后下去把Tony弟兄带上来。
Then when I get my exercise up and I'm strong enough, I'll go back down to get Dana.
然后我强壮一点之后，有点力量，我再把Dana拉上去。
This is the human Jesus. This is the human apostle of our faith.
这个是我们属人性的这个使者耶稣他的。
And all the way you hear the apostles say,
所以我们一直听到这个使徒们讲,
Come on,
说来,
I made it through.
所以我已经经过了,
I'll take you through.
我会领你过,
I'll never take you through anything I have not gone through myself.
如果我自己没有经过的任何事情, 我不会带你进去。
And I'll not make you walk through anything that I have will not walk through you with.
如果我不能够带你走过去的, 我不会带你走。
Do you understand that?
你懂不懂这个?
Don't you ever think you go through a shake and that Jesus isn't right there with you.
绝对不要想说有任何的正当的事情, 主耶稣不在你身边。
The underbelly of all shaking in tough times is sweet fellowship in the sufferings of Jesus.
所有的震动的中心呢, 就是我们与主那个甜蜜的交通。
When he says, Lo, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, he means I'm going to be by your side through everything.
当主耶稣我说我绝对不会放弃你，他就是说我会一直在你的身边。
Because I'll intercede for you and I'll not rest until I bring you with me to glory.
他说我会向你为父神祈求，一直等到我把你引到荣耀里头。
My father wants many sons.
因为我的父要许多的儿子。
I want a bride.
我要一个心腹。
I'm here for you.
我现在来要的是你。
I'm the human Jesus.
我是属人性的耶稣。
And this is the one who will bring us to glory.
这一个是会把我们带进到荣耀里的。
Do you see that vision?
你能够看得见这个意象吗?
How much Jesus loves you?
耶稣多么的爱你?
How he stands with you?
他与你同在。
You know, some of us are so unsure of our Christian life that we don't think anybody would dare stand with us.
我们经常对我们的这个基督生命不太清楚，我们觉得没有人敢与我们在一起。
Even the teenager who's here,
甚至于我们中间的这个, 年轻的人,
who feels far away from God,
感觉他与李神好像很远的样子,
who feels their sinfulness.
他觉得他感觉到自己的罪,
Jesus says,
但是耶稣说,
I'm not ashamed to call you my brother.
我称你为弟兄, 我不以为耻。
Sometimes this pulls you out. of the hole you put yourself in.
有的时候, 这个把你从你自己挖的洞里头提了出来。
Jesus, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one.
耶稣, 我们没有任何一个朋友像这样子卑微的耶稣。
Now let's look at Jesus in these two human offices of high priest and apostle.
我们现在从, 一个人的这个执事的角度, 他一个是使者跟大祭司的方面来看耶稣。
Actually, to picture the book of Hebrews itself,
如果你现在要这个, 形容一下这个希伯来书,
Hebrews chapter 2 through 4 deal with mostly with the Jesus the Apostle.
2章到4章呢, 讲的绝大部分是耶稣为使者。
And then at the end of the book, in chapter 11 through 13, the apostle comes back to finish the work.
然后末了呢, 就是说从11章到13章, 就是他进来做一个结束。
But the heart of the book of Hebrews, beginning in chapter 5 and running right through chapter 10, is Jesus, the high priest, presented to these Jewish Christians.
但这个书的中心, 给这些犹太的基督徒们是在第五章到第十章, 有耶稣大祭司的执事。
Now, as the high priest, he actually has one job.
这个大祭司他其实只有一个工作。
Now, he has already offered his blood as your sacrifice.
他已经把自己的血这个献上当成祭物。
And now you should hear, every time you hear this phrase, Jesus, your high priest.
那你现在要听，如果你每次听到说耶稣我们的大祭司这个话的，
You should hear the whisper of the high priest.
你应该听到大祭司在你耳边讲的话。
Because he always says the same thing.
因为他每次都说同样的话。
Do you know what it is?
你知道是什么吗？
You think, what does the high priest say to you? Repent?
你觉得大祭司会叫你讲什么? 悔改?
In the record, in the book of Hebrews,
在希伯来书里面记载，
There's one echo that comes from the high priest continually.
我们耳朵一直有一个大祭司的这个回音。
I wonder if you know what it is.
我不晓得你们知道不知道是什么。
Two words in English.
在英文是两个字。
Draw near.
接近。
Jesus, the high priest, continually says, Psst, draw near, draw near, draw near.
大祭司一直用一个微小的声音跟我们说，靠近我，靠近我，接近我。
It is the high priest's job to bring you into the Holy of Holies.
是因为是大祭司的工作要把你带到至圣所。
You see this repeated throughout. Let's look at a few verses.
你可以看到在希伯来书里面满了这个，我们读几个地方。
Listen to the high priest speaking this word.
听听这个大祭司怎么讲这句话。
In chapter 4 and verse 16.
在第四章16节,
we'll read verse 15, 16.
我们从15、16节一起读。
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, draw near.
这里说，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
Notice chapter 7, verse 19.
第七章第十九节。
The place of our life is as our dear brother said this morning, in the secret place, in the holiest place with God.
就好像我们弟兄所讲的, 我们的生命是在这个最秘密、最圣洁的地方与神同在。
For the law made nothing perfect, and on the other hand, there is a bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God.
所以律法原来一无所成，就引进了更美的指望，靠这指望我们便可以进到神面前。
Listen to our high priest again in chapter 7, verse 25.
在第七章第25节，我们再一次听到大祭司的声音。
Therefore he is able also to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him.
这里说凡靠着他， 进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Since he lives to make intercession for you.
因为他活着为我们祈求。
Chapter 10,
第十章,
verse 1,
第一节。
For the law, since it has only a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very form of things, can never by the same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year make perfect those who draw near.
律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年长献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。
And chapter 10, verse 22.
然后还有这一章的二十二节。
But we have to go back.
但是我们必须要回转。
Verse 19.
从第十九节。
Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near.
所以说弟兄们，我们敬依耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Now brothers and sisters, I have to explain something.
弟兄姊妹们，我给你解释一下。
Because sometimes there's a little fuzzy thought in Christians.
就是我们基督徒通常有一个很混乱的思想。
This high priest is drawing us to the throne.
就是我们这个大祭司引我们到宝座前。
Draw near to the throne of grace.
因为我们到这个施恩的座前。
And he's opened up the holy of holies.
他打开了这个至圣所。
Now draw near.
他让我们能够进入。
Now every Jew understands what this means, but we don't.
每一个犹太人知道这个是什么意思，但是我们不懂。
Now why is that?
为什么？
Because we don't deal with high priests.
因为我们从来没有大祭司的这个经验过。
But now picture that, just for a moment, imagine that I'm a Jew.
所以你暂时先假想自己是一个犹太人。
Now I'm coming to the temple with my sacrifice.
你现在把你的祭物带到圣殿面前。
Man, going into that holy of holies, you would never catch me there.
他说你绝对不会找到我进入到至圣所。
I am unworthy.
我不配。
Just to walk into the temple mount, I cleansed myself, I asked forgiveness, I tried to be the best boy I could be.
就是如果走到圣殿山上，我之前我都先要洁净自己，在那边认罪。
But even better when you picture the tabernacle back in the old days when the children were in the wilderness.
那是更好的，如果你想一下当初在旷野的会幕的情况。
And here I come with my sheep in my hand.
这里我就抓着一只羊在手里头。
And I see the priest.
我看到祭司。
All white, gold, jewelry, me, flannel.
穿的是白的，挂的是金的，还有各式各样的这个宝物。我呢，只是一个破的衣服。
I come, I'm holding the sheep, my hands are shaking.
我的手在那边颤抖，抓着这只羊。
He says, "What are you here for?"
他问我说：“你来这里干嘛？”
The ram, I mean the lamb, the sheep,
I. 结结巴巴的讲不出话来。我这边有很多东西。
The priest says, "Come with me."
祭司就说：“来，跟我来。”
And he takes me through the linen curtain to the brazen altar.
他就领我经过挂的幔子，然后进入到这个祭坛。
That's the one time when you really see holy smoke.
所以你这里看到真正是看到一个圣烟。
And all the offerings, all of the sacrifices, all of the animals being killed.
所以你看到所有的祭物，所有的这个动物在那边被宰，你很恐惧的一个感觉。
But the priest says, "Let me have that."
然后这个祭司说：“让我拿你的羊。”
He says, "Put your hand on that."
就是把你的手放在上面。
Your sins are forgiven.
你的罪赦免。
Don't worry, my son.
说不要担心我儿。
You're here with me.
你与我在这里。
I'm your intercessor.
我是为你做中保。
Now let's go up to the altar and let's cut this thing up.
所以我们到这个祭坛之后把这个切开。
And he cuts it up.
他就把这个祭物切开。
You wouldn't know where to start.
因为你根本不晓得怎么开始。
You know, the young people come to my house every week to eat.
你知道年轻人每个礼拜到我家里来吃饭。
Sometimes we put out a turkey. Sometimes we put out a ham.
有的时候你拿一个火腿或者一个火鸡出来。
We even have doctors to come fellowship with us.
我们甚至于有这个博士们来到我们中间吃饭。
But when it comes to cutting a turkey, they're butchers.
但是切火鸡的时候，他们真是搞得一团糟。
They don't know how to cut it. Whack, whack, whack.
不晓得怎么切。
Big hunks of meat all over the place.
然后这个肉掉的到处都是。
No, but the priest, he's a professional cutter.
但是这个祭司他是一个专业切东西的人。
And he sets it in array in a perfect way.
他把这些几块几块摆得很优美。
Then gives you your portion back.
然后把你所得的那一份给你。
He says, "God bless you, son."
然后说神祝福你。
This lamb was shed for you.
他说这一个羔羊为你写的。
Now, you see, the Jew understands that, we don't.
所以你知道犹太人懂这个事情，我们不懂。
But here is the picture that Jesus, that the writer is presenting.
但是这是一番图画，这个作者要给。
Our first mistake is,
我们第一个错误
we think that Jesus is sitting on the throne of grace.
我们一直在想，好像耶稣就是坐在施恩的宝座前。
Sorry，
不对，对不起。
The image here is very clear。
因为这边的图画是很清楚的。
He is the high priest who walks with you into the holy of holies, where you meet the Father on the throne of grace。
他是那一位跟你一起走的大祭司，进入到至圣所。
Now, of course, Jesus is on the right hand of the Father on the throne, but that's another image.
当然我们知道主耶稣在这个宝座的右边，但是这是另外一幅图画。
Here is the image here.
这里的图画是这个。
The high priest says, don't be afraid.
这个大祭司说不要怕。
I opened the way for you.
我给你开了这条路。
I opened the door.
我帮你开了这扇门。
Come with me.
你跟我进来。
Am I not a great priest?
我岂不是一个大祭司？
Do I not intercede for you?
我岂不是为你祈求？
You are mine.
你是我的。
Come follow me.
跟着我走。
Draw near.
跟着我进。
Draw near.
进来。
Draw near.
靠近。
We say, oh no, no, the Father, he's too glorious. The Father, he's too holy.
我们说不不不，这个父神太荣耀了，他是太威严了。
Jesus says, draw near.
但是主耶稣说，
接近。This is your home.
这是你的家。
The holiest.
这是最荣耀
through the curtain,
最圣洁这个
with God, the living God,
与活神同在
this is your secret place,
这是你秘密的住所
only I can take you there,
只能由我把你带到那里去
I've been a Christian now 44 years,
我现在是一个44年的基督徒了
but if Jesus didn't lead me into the holy place with God the Father, I could not go,
但是如果主耶稣没有领我到圣所见父的话我自己进不去
now who would dare go?
那谁敢进去呢
Maybe some foolish child may wander into the Holy of Holies without Jesus.
可能一个这个无知的幼儿能够走走走，就是乱走进去了。
But they get the living daylight scared out of them and they run out.
但是他们一定会被吓得要死，然后赶快跑出来。
The Holy God is on the throne.
因为圣洁的神在宝座上。
And Jesus leads us in.
但是耶稣领我们进来。
Now see the picture that he presents.
所以你能够看一下这幅图画。
First of all, you must know why Jesus is qualified to be your intercessory priest.
必须你要第一个了解说为什么主耶稣有资格能够做这样子的大祭司。
And that's why he spends all this time in chapter 2 verses 14 through the end.
所以这是为什么他在第二章十四节到末了在讲这些事情。
He says, you know what?
他说
Jesus wanted to help you come to glory.
所以主耶稣为了要帮助你进入荣耀。
And so he became just like you.
所以他变成跟你完全同样的。
He took on flesh and blood.
他得了血肉之体。
Oh, he was so human.
他极其的是人。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Since he himself was tempted in that which he suffered, he's able to come to the aid of those who are tempted.
他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Now, could you picture this Jewish man full of temptation?
你可不可以试想一个犹太人他是满了试探
But the priest comes to him and says, listen, my son.
但是这个祭司来他面前说我儿听
I'm a human too.
我也是一个人
I was tempted just like you were.
我也同样的与你有这样子的试探
I understand. Say no more. Say no more.
所以我完全了解你不需要再讲了
But let your weakness be perfected in my strength.
但是用我的能力来成全你的软弱
For I was tempted like you yet without sin.
So, 我也是与你同样被试探，但是没有犯罪。
I'll help you overcome.
我帮助你得胜。
Let's go into the throne of grace.
让我们现在一起进入到施恩的座前。
If you're weak with temptations, you need to come to the throne of grace.
如果你因为试探的软弱，你必须要来到
God the Father can strengthen you.
因为我们父神能够赐你力量。
I faced the same temptations you faced.
他说我与你有同样面临过同样的试探。
Now.Do you have a Jesus who was tempted?
现在你有没有这样这个被试探的耶稣
Some people think Jesus was sort of cheating, you know, because he was God.
有的人好像觉得耶稣好像在作弊，因为他是神嘛。
So he was tempted, but you know, not,
他虽然受试探，但是你知道他是神。
Not like us.
他不像我们。
If you believe that about Jesus, then you need to change your understanding.
如果你是这样子认识主耶稣的话，你要改变你的知识。
Jesus suffered in temptation.
主耶稣因为试探受苦。
The book of Hebrews opens up his heart and shows that he struggled.
希伯来书把他的心敞开来让我们看见。
At least you'll give him credit for being tempted with wanting to shrink back from the cross.
最起码你也会承认说他有一个试探几乎让他从十字架退缩下来。
But don't you think sometimes when he saw injustice,He wasn't tempted to lose his temper.
但是你想想看，每一次他看到不公义的时候，他是不是几乎要发怒了
Don't you think there were times where some foolish religious leader was talking to him and belittling him and condescending to him, and with one whip of his tongue, he could have lashed that guy to the ground?
你知道他有多少次随便在那边骂他、辱骂他、讥笑他的文士，他可以用一句话把他化为乌有？
Don't you think there were times of discouragement?
你不觉得主耶稣有在失望的时候吗？
Times of frustration?
在他比较丧气的时候。
And just to live in this sinful world as a sinless man, what a temptation.
就即使是一个无罪的人活在一个罪恶的世界里头，是极大的一个试探。
Every day he saw thousands of people sick.
每一天他看到成千的人生病。
And yet the father said, no, no, I don't want you to heal them all. Just heal that one there.
但是父神说，不要医治所有，只医治那一位。
Jesus suffered.
耶稣因此受苦。
Dwelling among sinful men.
活在这些满了罪的人中间。
And you can't put anything on Jesus that he hasn't been through.
你不能够把任何你觉得的经验，主耶稣没有经验过的。
Your temptations and sins are the temptations common to all men.
你的试探跟罪，就是所有人都会得到的。
Don't think Jesus is such a goody-goody. He doesn't know your problems.
你不要觉得主耶稣好像是很特别、很好，不了解我的问题。
Quite the contrary, he says, my son, come, let us reason together.
但是相反的,
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as wool.
但是相反的，他跟我们说，我儿来，虽然你的罪像这朱红一样，我要让它洁白如雪。
Even confessing your sins to Jesus, you can sense his cleansing blood cleaning you and preparing you.
每次当你在神的面前在忏悔的时候，你可以感觉到神的血经过你，在那边洁净你。
I hope that you always hear in the back of your head the high priest saying, draw near.
我多么希望你耳边一直能够听到大祭司说，近前来。
You say, I'm unqualified.
你可以说我不配。
Draw near.
近前。
You say, I don't know the way.
你说我不知道怎么做。
It's a new and living way.
这是一个新的方法。
He says, draw near.
他说近来。
I think that Christians need to discover the Father.
我觉得基督徒必须要发现父神。I
can't blame anybody for hiding in Jesus, your Savior.
我不能够说任何人的错，如果他是躲在耶稣的救主的这个里头。But
Jesus wants to show you the Father.
但是耶稣要把父神写给我们。There's
nothing that helps a Christian grow up like beginning to understand the Father.
没有一件比认识父神让我们的基督徒生活能够长进的更快的。It's
wonderful when you begin to understand and know the precious Holy Spirit who dwells within.
当然，我们开始了解说这个美好的这个圣灵住在我们里面是好的开始。And
of course, you could never know God at all except that you came to know Jesus as your Savior.
但是如果你不能够知道主耶稣是你的救主，你没有办法知道父神的威严。But
do you know the Father?
但是你知道认不认识父神？
This is Jesus' job.
这是耶稣的工作。Come
on in.
进来。
Who of you ever suspected that the Father's throne is a throne of grace?
你们哪一个人能够猜想到说父神的宝座是施恩的宝座？
Of course, in Revelation, his Father's throne also has lightning and sapphire and all kinds of creatures going around it. Oops.
当然在这个启示录里头，我们看到神的宝座有不同的活物，有发光，有闪电。
But Jesus brings you in as a high priest, and it's a throne of grace.
但是耶稣带你进去的时候，你一看说，哎，这个是施恩的宝座。Oh,
and for tempted people, there's mercy already there.
这个被试探的人在那里已经有怜悯了。And
there you find grace.
在那里你可以找到恩典。You
see, when you're in trouble, you can't even find mercy. You just have to receive mercy.
所以当你在困难的之中，你不能去找到这个怜悯，你只能够得怜悯。Then
you find grace.
然后当你发现这个恩典。
To overcome today.
让你今天能够得胜。Oh,
you go to the throne of God.
你来到神的宝座前,
what a wonderful place.
这是一个很美好的地方。
And then, of course, every time we worship,
当然每一次我们在敬拜的时候,
He opened up that new and living way.
他又再一次把这个活的道路开始,
Let's go into the Holy of Holies.
让我们能够进入到至圣所,
with a sincere heart.
我们一个, 让我们有一个
A heart of sincere faith.
让我们有一个信心，一个无愧的信心。
A pure heart.
Okay. 清洁的心。
It says it in Hebrews chapter 10. You just read it.
Okay, 在希伯来书十章，你们自己去读吧。
But we can approach our Father and worship the Father.
我们可以进前到父神的面前来赞美他。
Oh, we have such a faithful high priest.
我们现在有这么多么忠心的一个大祭司。
How many of you have known how merciful is the high priest?
你们有多少人知道这个大祭司有多怜悯？
How many of you feel like you should have been disqualified years ago, except for his mercy?
你们多少人觉得说你很多年以前就应该被淘汰了？
You can be stubborn, you can be carnal, but whenever you turn to the high priest, he says, draw near, draw near.
不论你多悖逆，多么属肉体，每次来到大祭司面前，他叫你进来。
Many Christians have problems, questions. What about this? What about that? I don't know what. God says, you need one thing. Draw near, draw near.
许许多基督徒有很多的疑问，但是只有一个回答，就是耶稣说，进来，进来。
Do you have questions?
你有问题吗?
Do you want the answer to the questions, or do you want his presence to be with you?
你要这个问题的答案呢?你还是要他的同在?
Draw near, draw near.
靠近,靠近。
And so the writer shows by many wonderful proofs that Jesus is indeed a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
所以作者用许多的证据来证明说主耶稣是因着麦基洗德的等次做大祭司。
But we have to also just mention him as our apostle.
但是我们也要认识他是我们的使者。
Now the apostle is the one who lays the foundation.
那我们知道使徒们就是在建立这个根基的。
And who builds up.
然后他在上面建造。
And who brings people to God's purpose.
然后把许多的人带到神的旨意的里头。
Paul the Apostle was such.
使徒保罗就是这个样子。
But there is a better than Paul in Jesus the Apostle.
但是基督这个使者是比保罗这个使徒要更好。
He tread the pathway alone to the cross and to resurrection, and now he sits at the Father's right hand.
他独自的经过死，经过复活，现在坐在神的宝座右边。
And that is the path that is opened up before us.
这是一个道路为着我们敞开来。
But as I said, Jesus the Apostle comes down to get us.
但是我讲说主耶稣以使者来到这里。
And to lead us to glory.
来接我们，带我们进入到荣耀。
He's the Apostle of the heavenly way.
他是这个天路的这个创始者。
So the writer says, consider Jesus.
所以这边讲说你思考耶稣
partakers of the heavenly calling
然后这个同盟天召 的弟兄们
Jesus is leading you
主耶稣在领导我们
Now how far away is the apostle?
我们想想看这个使徒在有多远
Is he up in heaven?
他是不是在天上
And he's got a little fishing pole You see a string dangling down?
你看到一个鱼竿一个鱼线在那边抖
No he's very near
不是，他是很近。
How near is he to you?
他到底有与我们有多近
？Well, the first picture we see is this.
第一个我们看见的这个。
The apostle comes to us.
对吧？就是这使者来到我们中间。
To lead us to glory.
领我们进入荣耀。
By his word.
借着他的话领我们。
Now you knew that already.
这你已经知道了。
But I don't mean his word as in a theory word.
我讲说他的话并不是说是一个理论上的话。
I mean a word as in a rhema word.
我讲的是一个雷马的这个。
How do we know that Jesus the Apostle is in our midst?
我们怎么知道基督使者在我们的中间呢?
Today, if you hear my voice,
他说如果你今天听到我的声音
Isn't that wonderful?
就是很美好的吧。
Now, no matter how deaf we are,
因为不管我们有多聋
Jesus is speaking a living word to us today.
耶稣今天给我们讲一句活的话。
Today,
今天
if you hear my voice.
如果你听见我的话。
Now, he's not waiting for you to open your ears.
他并不是在那边等你把你的耳朵打开。
He was speaking yesterday, maybe you didn't hear.
可能他昨天讲了你没有听见。
And he may be speaking today, but you don't hear.
可能他今天讲你也没听见。
Maybe you wonder if you have enough gasoline to get back down the mountain.
所以你在想你是有没有足够的汽油下山
And all the time he's speaking a living word.
但是他一直在这边跟你讲这个活的话语。
Oh, listen, there's religions all over this world and they got some kind of a holy book.
我们今天世界上所有的宗教都有他们自己的圣书。
And they read it and they study it.
他们读，他们在那边学。
But our apostle gives us a rhema.
但是我们的使者给我们一个话语。
A living word.
一个活的话语。
Now the first application of that living word is this.
那我们怎么样来实用这个话语呢？
You are my house.
第一个说你是我的住所。
Now Moses was an apostle.
我们知道摩西也是一个使徒。
But he could not bring the children into the promised land of rest.
但是他没有办法把以色列的百姓进入到这个应许之地。
But I'm not a servant in God's house. I am the owner of God's house.
但是他说我不是就是一个服侍神的家的人，我是神家的主人。
I guess we should read a few verses here. We're in chapter 3 right now.
我想我们应该读一下在第三章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm unto the end. Therefore the Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice.
他比摩西算是更配得更多的荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣，因为房屋都必有人建造。这建造万物的就是神。摩西为仆人，在神的全家尽诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。然后说圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话。
Now what is this rest?
那这个安息是讲什么呢？
He's bringing us into rest.
他带领我们进入到一个安息,
like the promised land.
就好像这个应许之地。
Now the children of Israel did not listen to that voice.
我们知道以色列的百姓没有听见到这个话。
Joshua and Caleb heard the voice.
当然这个约书亚与迦勒听到了。
Moses knew the voice.
摩西知道这个话。
But the people said, no, we can't go in.
但是这些百姓是说不行，我们进不去。
And they couldn't enter the rest.
所以他们进不去。
Now the writer is applying that to the Christian life.
但是这边也讲说，基督徒也是。
Now what is our rest?
基督徒也有一个安息，我们的安息什么呢？
When we die and go to heaven?
是不是我们死了之后上天堂呢？
Well, now there's a lot of hymns that talk about our blessed rest when we die and go to heaven.
有很多的诗歌讲到说我们死后，我们怎么样能够安息在天。
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay, 我可以说这个可以接受。
But the writer means more than that.
但是这个作者讲的比这个更多。
Well, now is the rest when we come into our inheritance in our kingdom, the promised land, When the kingdom comes with Jesus?
这个安息是不是说当主的国度再来的时候，我们进去领受我们的产业的安息呢？
Now we're getting closer.
我们可能比较近了一点。But
it's more than that.
但是还是比这个更多。It's
interesting, the first application the apostle makes is this.
这边就讲了第一个实际，使徒讲的。I
want to bring all of my people corporately into rest.
就是说我要把我所有 的儿女们整体的带入到这个安息的里头。
Now there's many assemblies and churches that gather together several times a week.
我想我们知道有很多的这个聚会，教会这个一个礼拜聚几次会。
But there are not many assemblies and churches who have entered into the corporate rest.
但是没有许多的这个教会能够进入到这个整体的这个安息。
Why?
为什么？
Because they don't listen to the word of God.
因为他们没有听到神的话。
Neither do they obey.
他们也不遵守。
Neither do they understand.
他们也不懂, 不了解。
That they are Jesus' house.
他们是主的住所。
We enter into rest when we're a family together.
我们只有是在一个家的里头才能够进入到安息。
The household of Jesus.
就是主耶稣的家。
We enter into rest when we listen to the head's voice.
我们进入安息，当我们听到这个头的声音的时候，
Don't wander in the wilderness.
不要在旷野里面流荡。
There's a rest for the people of God. This is a plural concept.
这边给神的子民，这个多数的子民有一个安息。
If at the beginning of 2009,
如果在2009年的开始，
the Lord would speak a rhema to you,
如果主讲一个rhema的话给我们,
and if you obeyed that rhema,
如果你遵守那个rhema,
you could enter into rest.
你就可以进入到这个安息。
What does rest mean?
安息是什么意思?
It means Canaan land.
也就是说进入到迦南地。
It means fullness.
也就是到丰满。
It means bread and milk and honey.
也就是说牛奶与蜜。
It means the fullness of Jesus.
就是讲到主耶稣里面的丰富。
It means life.
就是讲生命。
Living in the promised land.
活在应许之地。
Oh, there's so few churches that live in this.
今天很少教会活在这个应许之地。
But this is the best.
但是这个是至好的。
This is the best church life.
这是最好的教会生活。
Living in the fullness of Christ in 2009.
2009年活在主耶稣的丰满的里头。
How do you do it?
你怎么做呢?
You hear His voice.
你听见他的声音。
You obey.
你顺服他的话。
And He brings you into this corporate rest.
他就带你进入这个团体的生活。
Oh, there's so much to say about that.
这个还有很多事情可以讲。
The promised land of Christ is ours to be discovered corporately together.
主耶稣的应许之地是我们要整个团体的来发掘。
But when we hear the voice,
当我们听到这个声音的时候,
there's a time limit.
这个有一个时间的限制。
We must exercise faith.
我们必须要应用我们的这信心。
While we hear the voice,
当我们听到这个话的时候,
these Hebrew Christians,
就像这些犹太的基督徒们,
heard the voice,
听到了这个话,
today,
今天,
leave behind those things,
把这些东西丢下,
press on with me,
与我往前,
and they only had so long before everything was destroyed in Jerusalem.
他们只有一点点的时间, 所以整个耶路撒冷就被摧毁了。
So in chapter 4, verse 1,
所以第四章第一节讲,
the writer says, therefore let us fear if while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of us should seem to have come short of it. For indeed we have had good news preached to us just as they did also, but the word they heard did not profit them, not being mixed by faith in those who heard.
所以我们既蒙留下有进入他的安息的应许就当畏惧免得我们中间或有人似乎赶不上了因为有福音传给我们像传给他们一样 只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
A living word comes before us.
这边有一个活的话语来到我们中间。
Will we act?
我们要反应。
Sooner or later, that vision vanishes, that word vanishes.
因为迟早这个话就会渐渐的退去。
Just like the children of Israel, they lost their opportunity to go into the promised land.
就好像这个以色列的百姓，他们失去了进入迦南地的机会。
The Lord said, I've given you the land.
神说我给你迦南地。
Everybody said, Amen.
大家都说阿们。
God said, Okay, time to go.
神说现在好进去。
Everybody said, Wait.
大家说等等。
So God said, Okay.
所以神说好。
Have it your way.
照你的方法。
I'll keep you in the wilderness.
我让你们就待在旷野里。
You just want the good, you don't want the best.
你只要好的不要最好的。
Okay.
可以。
Your shoes won't wear out.
你的鞋不会磨损。
But there's no shoe stores in the wilderness.
但是旷野里头没有鞋店。
So you live in the wilderness or you live in the best?
你要活在旷野，你还是活在至好的地方。
So Caleb and Joshua had to live in the best by faith for 40 years.
所以加勒与约书亚必须在信心的里面过了40年活在旷野里面。
Because the saints wouldn't go together.
因为大家的这个圣徒不愿意跟他们一起进去。But
then there's a second aspect to this rest that the apostle brings us into.
但这个安息有另外一个方面在带领。Because
it's a personal rest.
这是有一个个人的安息。And
you shall find rest for your soul.
你的灵魂可以得到安息。And
the picture in chapter 4
在第四章的这个图画里头,
is that Joshua brought them into the rest but couldn't bring them into the rest.
就好像说虽然耶稣要带入他们进入到安息但是不能让他们安息。
Now they were in the promised land, the outward rest, but they didn't have an inner rest.
他们有一个外面上的安息但是他们没有一个内心的安息。
Therefore David prophesied and said, Today if you hear my voice, enter the rest.
所以在大卫的书也有在讲另外一些说今天听到他的话。
Now you have to read chapter 4, you'll understand what I'm saying.
你读了第四章就了解我在讲什么。
There still remains a rest.
就是说还有另一个安息。
Have you entered into the rest?
你有没有进入到那个安息?
There still remains a soul rest.
那里还有一个灵魂里的安息。
When you cease from your works,
当你看到这个的时候,
and you live by His life,
你在他的这个生命里头,
then you have entered into His rest.
你会进入到他的安息。
And how is that done?
这是怎么做的呢?
By the word of God.
还是照着神的话语。
Have you ever attached that wonderful chapter 4, verse 12, with entering into your rest?
你有没有把这个四章十二节把它连在你自己进入到安息的事情呢?
Well, it's attached in the Bible.
我在圣经里面是连着的。
For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and by the dividing of soul and spirit, He brings us into rest.
借着他的道活泼的有功效，比两年的箭更快。他把这个刺入剖开心中的思念，带领我们进入到安息。
Oh, there's so many saved Christians who are living in spiritual rest, but not soul rest.
我们今天有很多的基督徒，他们活在灵里的安息，但是没有魂里的安息。
Restless, restless, restless.
他们就在这边不安。
Oh, that the Word of God could get into your life.
如果神的话能够进入到你的生命之中。
Separate soul, spirit, and flesh.
把这个魂灵把肉体灵分开。Separate
God's will from your will.
把神的旨意跟你的旨意分开。Deal
with those things in your life that are causing unrest.
所有你生命中间让你不安的事情，他来解决。You
see, there's a corporate rest.
所以我们这边讲到也有一个我们团体的安息。As
we enter into the fullness of Christ and His purpose.
就是我们如果能够进入到主耶稣的丰满跟他的旨意里头。And
it's a personal rest.
这边也有一个我们个人的安息。Again.
By the working of the Word of God in our life.
同样的，我们让神的话语能够在我们生命里面能够工作。
So there is this matter of rest.
所以这里有这个关于安息的事。
And then, as I said, the writer takes all its remaining chapters to talk about the priesthood of Jesus.
然后照我讲，就是他把下面所有的篇幅来讲说耶稣的祭司的职事。
And then he comes to chapter 11 of Hebrews and begins to talk about the apostleship again.
然后到了十一章的时候，他又回到主耶稣的这个使者的职事。Now
in this matter of apostleship, in this matter of being led to glory, there is something needed in the Christian life.
当主在领我们进入到荣耀的里头，在我们的生命中也有一个需要。What
is needed?
是什么需要呢？
To make it to glory, what is needed?
我们要能够进入到荣耀，有一个需要。Just
speaking from the human side.
就是我们只照着人的角度来看。On
the divine side, the only way we make it to glory is that He is drawing us and He is perfecting us.
因为在神的角度来看，是他在做，他引我们，他在吸引我们。But
how do we cooperate?
但是我们怎么样合作？
What do we need?
我们该做什么？
What's the theme?
我们想要做的事情是什么？
Persevering faith.
这边有一个持久的信心。Now
chapter 11 is all about faith. But if you look at the stories that the writer brings forth, he's talking about persevering faith that's waiting for God's glory.
但是你看到这边每个记载的这个人，他们有一个持久的信心，在那边等候神的荣耀来临。So
Abraham persevered.
所以亚伯拉罕在持久。
Moses persevered.
摩西坚持。
They were looking toward the reward.
他们在眼睛看到那个奖赏。
They were following the blessed hope.
他们在跟随这个确据的盼望。
They had endurance in their faith.
他们能够坚持，他们信心里面能够坚持下去。Now
you know, when we first become Christians, we have faith.
你知道，当我们刚信主的时候，我们有信心。We
have 100 meter dash faith.
我们这位100米短跑的信心。Okay,
go.
是说走跑，砰。I
believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe.
我相信，我相信，我相信，跑到。Now. 但是现在，we have
to start to run this race. To gain endurance of faith for the marathon.
所以我们现在要开始跑这个长久能够耐久的这个马拉松赛跑。
That's why baby Christians get their prayers answered because their faith only lasts 2 days and then they don't believe anymore.
所以这个婴孩的基督徒他的祷告很快被答复，因为两天之后他就不再想了。
You know, so brand new Christians said, Lord, I need a wife. Within 2 days, God has to find them a wife.
所以当一个新的基督徒说，神，我要一个老婆，两天之内得达到。Now,
if you have grown up in the church, you must endure.
但是如果你继续在教会里活的话，你必须坚持。
Wait.
等。
Ah. You see, the Lord has to give us endurance. So here is the upshot.
所以神要锻炼我们的耐力，这个是该做的。We
come to chapter 12.
我们来到第十二章。And
so he says, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses who were faithful to the end.
所以我们这边有这么多的见证人，如同云彩。Now
it's time to lay aside weights and sin.
所以我们应该放下各样的重担跟罪。And
to fix your eyes on your apostle.
然后仰望我们这个。 做使者创始神中的耶稣。
And run with endurance the race that is set before you.
然后忍耐奔跑那摆在我们前面的这个路。
Now what is that race?
这是什么样的赛跑呢?
It's a race to nothing less than sonship.
这个赛跑的目的就是神儿子的身份。
He says Jesus for the joy set before him endured the cross.
他说耶稣因为看到前面的喜乐，他就
And our race course to sonship has to do with spiritual discipline.
我们往这个神 儿子身份的这个赛跑必须要有一个圣灵的约束。
Now don't faint when God disciplines.
不要灰心，当神在这边管教的时候。
The apostles right there.
因为使徒就在这里。
When Jesus is running the race, how far out ahead of you is he running?
所以当主耶稣在跑这个路的时候，他是多在你前面多远？
You know, I used to play football.
你知道我以前打这个橄榄球。
At the end of every summer, the football team came together to begin to work out.
这个暑假结束之后，这个橄榄球队就要起来开始训练了。
Of course, during the summertime, I got out of shape.
所以当然在暑假的时候，就完全是这个没有训练。
When we come back together as a football team, the coach makes us run laps around the track.
所以当我们聚集在训练的时候，他让我们在那个跑操场。
I don't know if I was the slowest guy on the team, but I was close.
我想我大概不是最慢的那一位，可能很近了。
And my friend was a quarterback.
我有一个朋友，他是四分卫。
Now he could run around that track four times in the time it takes me to do two.
他可以跑四圈，在我只能跑我，但是我只能跑两圈。
But he always ran with me.
但是他一直跟我一起跑。
Just to keep me going.
就是叫让我能够持续下去。
Don't think that Jesus runs out of sight like some kind of a road runner. Beep beep.
你不要觉得主耶稣好像跑得很快，两秒钟就不见了。
No. You can see the tread of his sneakers. He's right in front of you.
但是你可以看到他的鞋印在就在你的面前。
You can hear the apostles saying, "Come on, come on."
你可以听到这个使者说，过来，来，来。
I went this way. Come on.
那我从这边走，跟我一起。
I'll go with you through this way. Come, come.
我会跟你从这边一起走。
He brings us through discipline.
他在那边管教我们。
He's only trying to produce holiness.
因为他一想，只要在我们里面生出圣洁。
Without this holiness, we cannot see the Lord.
因为没有这个圣洁，我们根本见不了主。
And he wants to teach us to run to some place he has for us.
他要我们要往这个他给我们的目标去跑。
What is that?
这个目标是什么
？He wants you to get to Mount Zion.
他要我们一直跑到锡安山上。
The New Jerusalem.
新的耶路撒冷。
The Church of the Firstborn.
这个头生的这个会众中。
You know I'm talking about chapter 12, right?
你知道我在讲什么，在十二章的里头。
He says there, verse 22,
在二十二节这里讲。
You've come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels, and to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are enrolled in heaven.
他说你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子的智慧所共聚的总会。
Now, Jesus, your apostle, will take you to the best.
耶稣，我们的使者会带领我们进入到至好。
What is this Mount Zion, this Jerusalem he's talking about?
这个耶路撒冷，这个锡安山到底是什么
？Of course, this is something we'll see in the millennium and also in the ages of ages.
当然，我们在千年国度跟这勇士里头可以看得见。
But it's something we can taste right here on earth.
但是我们今天就可以预尝得到。
Who's willing to run towards sonship?
谁愿意往这个神儿子的名分跑去
？As he transforms us from glory to glory in the race，
当他从荣耀改变到荣耀的在跑这条路的时候
，we begin to taste together the life on Mount Zion。
我们可以开始尝到活在锡安山上生命的滋味。
Oh, that's the best life。
这个是最好的生命。
You could ask any Jew in Jesus' day。
你可以在耶稣的时代问任何一个犹太人
，What's the best moments of your life？
就他的生命中间最好的时刻是什么
？All the kids would say。
所有的小孩会讲。
Those times we go to the feasts in Jerusalem.
就是每一次我们去参加宴席的时候，在耶路撒冷。
Oh, how the saints loved Jerusalem.
这个那个时候的圣徒们多么喜欢耶路撒冷。
And we find in this lifetime we can taste Mount Zion.
所以像我们在我们的生命里头可以预尝得到锡安山。
Even in our imperfect assemblies, at times we can taste the delight of our fellowship together in unity.
我甚至于在我们不完全的聚会中，我们有着经常可以感觉得到，我们中间的合一。
It gives us a taste and encouragement to press on to the full.
让我们能够
in the millennium.
让我们能够感觉得到这个，而且继续的、持续的一直往跑到锡安山上。
And along the way,
当然在这个路途中
，maybe we don't even realize it.
可能我们自己都不太注意。
But we become a testimony of Jesus.
我们成为主耶稣基督的见证。
I tell you, the church.
我跟你讲，教会
that touches my heart,
这是触摸到我的心。
Those assemblies that have found the lampstand,
就是那些能够找到灯台的聚会们。
And they're a testimony of Jesus.
他们是主耶稣的见证。
That's Mount Zion on this earth.
这就是锡安山在地上。
You won't find a perfect church.
你找不到一个完全的教会。
But I can say,
但是我可以跟你讲
，there are those assemblies. where you can see the lampstand. Jesus is shining.
耶稣在里面发光,
oh, this is worth the race.
这个是值得我们奔跑,
but for the present moment, it takes us on the journey to Mount Zion.
但是目前来讲说,
outside the camp.
在营的外头,
now the camp is good.
然后我们知道这个营是好的,
but you want the best.
但是你要的是最好的。
The camp are the Christians who like to settle down right here.
这个营呢，就好像想要现在就落地而居的基督徒们。
This is good enough.
这个地方已经够好了。
But no, if you run with Jesus.
但是不，如果你跟着耶稣跑。
You find the Lord has us running more and more.
你会发现主是越跑越远。
Toward simplicity, toward clarity, toward holiness.
往单纯、往清楚、往圣洁方面去。
Eventually, you find you're outside the camp.
迟早你会发现说你在营的外头。
The other Christians are saying, why are you doing this? Why are you suffering so? Why are you giving so much? Why are you laying down your life?
其他的基督徒会问你说你干什么这么牺牲、这么放弃、这么样做呢？
You're outside the camp.
因为你在营的外头。
But you see, that's where we discover Jesus.
但是你知道我们只有在那里发现耶稣。
There's our apostle.
那里是我们的使者。
And that's the way that he traveled. So we see in chapter 13, verse 12.
所以我们看13章12节,
therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. So let us go out to him, outside the camp, bearing the reproach. For here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come.
所以耶稣要用自己的血，叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦。这样我们也当出到营外，救了他去，忍受他所受的凌辱。我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。Now
you see the historic reference there.
所以你可以看到说这个历史上面的这个。The
Jews took Jesus outside the gate of the city and crucified him.
因为犹太人把耶稣带到城外，在那里把他钉十字架。
And Jesus, it was more than just a gate. They took him outside the camp.
他不但就是一个城门, 他是把他带到营外。
Jesus was thrown out of Judaism.
耶稣是在犹太教里面被抛出去的。
And so the writer is telling these Jewish Christians, it's time for you to leave the camp.
所以这里作者跟这些犹太基督徒说, 同样的, 你也要离开这个营到外头去。
Jesus the apostle leads you beyond just the good.
耶稣这个使者从好的把你领进到至好的。
And for Christians, the principle is the same.
但我们基督徒这个原则是同样的。
We cannot define what camp means.
我们不能够太给这个营下一个好的定义。
Some people just say, oh, the camp is denomination.
有的人说这个营就是这个宗派。
I tell you the truth, my brethren.
我跟你讲一个事实。
There's some non-denominational churches that are the camp.
我们确实是有非宗派的教会，就是这个营。
And some denominational churches that are pressing on, even outside the camp.
有些所谓宗派的教会，他们还是继续在营外的继续的追求。
We cannot easily define.
我们不能够很容易的下定义。
But we can define.
但是我们可以定义。
We know this.
我们知道。
Outside the camp, you find brethren, brothers and sisters.
在营外，你可以找到弟兄姊妹们。
Who are pressing on to the best.
他们在继续地追求至好。
They dare to want all of Jesus.
他们敢要主所有的丰富。
And you find brotherhood together.
你在那边你可以找到这个弟兄们在一起。
Some people in this, some people out of this. It makes no difference. But they're pressing on for the best in Jesus.
他们可能有些不同，但是没有问题，他们会一起继续地。
It'll be interesting to see overcomers.
我想我们可以找到很多的这个得胜者。
Because when Jesus comes back,
因为当主耶稣回来的时候,
you're going to find overcomers from the church of Thyatira.
你可以从这个推亚推拉里的教会找到得胜者。
That's the Catholic Church.
这个是天主教的教会。
And the church of Sardis.
你可以看到萨迪的教会。
That's the Reformed churches.
这个是更正教的教会。
As well as Philadelphia.
你也看到菲拉铁菲的教会。
And overcomers from Laodicea.
甚至于老底家的教会也有。
Oh my goodness.
哦，真的。
Who would think?
谁是想到?
In every church, there's those who hear and repent and press on.
每一个教会都有听到悔改跟持续的人。
And they're following the same apostle.
他们跟随这个同一个大使者,
who keeps saying to us, come on, come on.
他不断地跟我们说, 跟我来,
all the way, all the way.
一路跟我来,
一路跟我来, to the best, to the best.
进入到最好的, 进入到自豪的,
right into glory, right into glory.
进入到荣耀, 进入到荣耀,
I have already been there.
我已经在那里了,
let's go.
我们一起走,
are you ready?
你预备好了吗?
May the Lord give you a vision of the very human Jesus.
主愿主给你一个看得到主耶稣人性的意象。
He knows all about your troubles.
他知道你所有的困难。
He knows how slow you run.
他也知道你跑得多么慢。
He's right there with you.
但是他就在你旁边。
Let's go.
我们一起走。
Let's run that race.
让我们一起跑这条路。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
在主的名里面。
Our Father, we come to you.
我们的父神，我们来到你面前。
We thank you that Jesus, even this morning, has drawn us to your throne.
我们感谢你, 甚至于今天早上, 主耶稣吸引我们来到你的座前。
Oh, now give us the boldness of faith to take grace and receive mercy.
现在给我们一个坚强的信心, 来领取你的恩典。
The way ahead is unsure.
我们虽然不确定前面的路,
but we're sure of our apostle and high priest.
但是我们确定我们的大使者跟大祭司。
So we want to keep our eyes on you.
所以我们要注目在你的身上,
and not be distracted by shakings,
不被震荡来分心我们,
nor by trials,
或者各式各样的试炼,
nor by tribulation,
也不是有任何的灾难,
nor by any other thing.
也没有任何其他的事情,
give us the eyes only for Jesus,
让我们只有注目到主耶稣的眼睛,
that we may run unto glory.
让我们一直往荣耀奔跑,
this is our destiny.
这是我们的目标,
help us, Lord.
帮助我们主,
have mercy.
怜悯我们,
for Jesus' sake.
因着主的缘故。
Amen.
Amen.